from WUWF Public Media.
Chris Mose is a Kerrville Folk Festival winner, a solid performer, an outstanding songwriter, and a hopeless workaholic. Since 2016, he's averaged over one show a week, every week, without missing a week, and most of those have been on the road. Chris Mose was recorded for acoustic interlude sessions at WUWF's Studio A.
I'm going to play some old stuff, some new stuff. First thing I'm going to play is a tune called Bad Parts. This song brought me down to the Kerrville New Folk Competition in 2017, and I kind of stopped playing this one for a little bit, but I've gotten back into playing it a little more lately. So
very cool. I'll
start it off with an old one.
All right, let's hear it, man.
Cool, here we go. I'm sickened by age, the confusion of my ways, and I hold you with the stranger's hands most days. And I used to think I was bound for glory, but it's been a different story. Can't even find the mind to turn the page. So wait a while and I'll come around, some forgotten friend, hard up, too far down. Wearing out this tired engine, a used car with bad parts that weren't mentioned. You drove off the lot before you found out. Well, I can't stay inside. I'm going out tonight to let those Broadway lights burn stars in my eyes. These bad parts are wearing thin. Feels like the walls are closing in. I don't know where to begin, but I can't stay inside. I'm going out tonight. And I walk up the downtown streets, shifty eyes and shuffling feet, ducking round the neon lights unseen. Find some hollow hole to dwell, and dig myself halfway to hell, and climb out tomorrow and start clean. 'Cause I can't stay inside. I'm going out tonight to let those Broadway lights burn stars in my eyes. These bad parts are wearing thin. Feels like the walls are closing in. I don't know where to begin, but I can't stay inside. I'm going out tonight. And this dies, the cloud all nights, when you can't stand another fight, and I can't be the man to make it right, so just let me go. You can turn off all the lights, I might not make it back tonight. Gonna polish off these parts until they shine. All the sorrow I've known got its hands around my throat, and it won't let go, so I can't stay inside. I'm going out tonight. All right, this is a tune I wrote called The Edge of America. Mm-hmm.
little change of pace.
I work as a witch on the Ashland City Sticks. Read tarot cards and crystals, beads lay and break. And it ain't a life for most, folks pay me just the same. One man's trick is another man's trade. And my boyfriend's in recovery, his brain lives in the past. Remembers not to drink, gets to wipe his ass. And as the years fly by, we get weirder every day. But one man's crazy is another man's sane. At the edge of America, we're outsiders looking in. We could use a little love at the edge of America. All widowed wives and double wives. We don't work no 9-to-5s, and we don't get our information from TV news. And we look out for each other. It's all about who you know. One man's friend is another man's foe. At the edge of America, we're just waiting on the wind. A little down on our luck at the edge of America. Sometimes we bend the rules, sometimes we steal and we lie. There's another way to get it for free. Maybe we try and call me a menace. Oh, I tell you, you might be right. One man's dark is another man's light. At the edge of America, step or you fall right off the edge of America. That's right.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
All right.
Chris Mose from our Studio A on Acoustic Interlude. I'm John McDonnell. Welcome back, man. It's great to see you.
It's good to be back here. Thanks for having me. This
is, yeah. What have you been up to, man? It's been like a year.
Doing a lot of furniture building, a lot of toilet swaps in residential places. I'm kind of doing a lot of handyman, carpentry, woodworking type stuff. But I don't know. I just caught kind of in the last couple months, caught the song bug again. So
yeah, it does. It gets in your blood, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, we were fooling around right before, you know, we went on, and I was teasing you about how many dozens of songs you've written, right? And you said, two, right?
Two,
in the last
probably
year?
Two, yeah.
Right. How does that work for you? I mean, does it just come all of a sudden, or do you have to sit down and work at it?
Every once in a blue moon, I have maybe two songs that have just come to me, kind of. But even then, it's like, you know, I'll get a couple verses and a chorus, and then it's my job to finish it at that point. Typically, if I can finish a song in less than 6 months. It's some sort of gift from God and some kind of miracle. It's a long, arduous process, and I spent a lot of time editing. So So two a year is it's all right.
So you said it's an arduous process, and you got the bug again. Did you have to kind of like force yourself into it? Or
yeah, definitely. Well, a big part of it too was just kind of going to some more songwriter festivals lately. And you can get blown away by some of the people there, and it kind of makes you like,
it's like, they're so cool. And they've been doing all this stuff.
And they're writing great songs, and it makes you want to go back to the drawing board and be like, what else do I got? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's also, you know, it's therapy. As hard as it is, as emotionally taxing as it can be, it's also therapeutic in a way too. Especially once the song's done and you can perform it in its full form
and tweak it.
Exactly.
Must be satisfying.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So, what's the process for you? Do you like sit down with your guitar and kind of work it out, or is it on paper? Or
Everything I do in my phone these days. So I just have like, you know,
I'll join the club.
Thousands of voice memos in there every once, you know, I'd say once every few months I'll go through and just, you know, sometimes it's an 11-second snippet of something and I'll see what's in this. A lot of times, you know, if I'm working through a chord structure or part of a melody, as cliche as it sounds, sometimes it'll kind of tell you what it's about.
Which is
nice. And this, but sometimes too, I'm just driving around in my car and a couplet pops in my head, or a phrase, or sometimes even just, you know, two words or something that I'll be like, let's explore that. Let's see what that feels. So like the words will come out of the chords. Sometimes the chords, you know, you already kind of know what the feel is.
Well, you said sometimes it kind of tells you what it's about. Mm-hmm. Does that happen a lot? I mean, you know, do you mean like once you get started, it kind of flows from there?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the big thing for me is, and I've talked to a lot of other songwriters. I live in Nashville, so I've talked to other songwriters about it. But basically,
there are a few
There are a few. It's a lot of times it's just kind of like sitting right there under the surface, and it's your job is to just get out of the way. What I was going to say is, talking to songwriters, and you know, a lot of people have been doing this for a decade or several decades sometimes. And the more you do it, the more you think you can control it, which can be good, but it can be problematic too. I have this quote on my on a wall that says, "Leave room for magic." Oh. So I've been trying to do that more, where I kind of let the song sort of come out as it wants to, and then kind of control it from there. But
yeah, instead of trying to force it, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
It looks like if you try to force it out, it's not going to work, right?
It's
going to be something you're not real happy with, right?
Exactly. So it's, and that can happen too, where you end up writing a good song, but if you don't believe it, you don't want to play it. You know? So
yeah, exactly.
It's a tricky one.
Or you're talking about Kerrville. Is that back up and running in full force now?
It is. Yeah. Cool. A few buddies that played it this year, and it's such a weird, wacky little place. But that kind of, you know, in a big way, spawned my desire to kind of start writing and touring. And
you were telling me,
it's an incredible thing they have going on there. I think they're back. I think this is the first year that they're not doing it virtual. I think the past couple of years have been virtual.
Yeah. But, well, why don't you do a couple more tunes and we'll come back and, you know,
to
kind of talk a little bit more and wrap things up.
Great. This is called "I'm Not Your Man."
Vandal in the night, the saints inside, drunk on holy wine. We were born clean, they just told us otherwise. And the marionette dances where the hands let her go, but a master's a slave all the same. And we all live on days pulling strings. But I'm not your man. I'm not your man. Strike me down where I stand. I'm not your man. Velvet tongue temptress, It's haunting my bed, just a ghost in the bathroom mirror. And if it's a lover you're looking for, you won't find it here. I'm not your man, I'm not your man. You can hold me in your hands, but I'm not your man. I belong to the highway, and I belong to these strings, and I belong where the wild wind blows, and I belong to the song that I sing. You won't take me alive, these knees will never kneel. It's better a belly of lead than bars of steel. I'm not your man, I'm not your man. Strike me down where I stand, I'm not your man.
Let's see, what to play last?
You traveled the world, changed your name, found your place in the bright lights of the stage. Carved a life out of words and song. Took a lover for a little while, you'd always carry on. And I'm not easy, I'm not easy at letting go. But you're not one to turn back once you've gone. You're shining on somewhere else. I'm out here on my own, but a heart of diamond is still a heart of stone. Petaluma girl, left your home behind, took your father's spirit, your mother's worried eyes, and found a city. It's got a hold on you that keeps me up at night, remembering when I did too. And I'm not easy, I'm not easy at letting go. But you're not one to turn back once you've gone. Shining on somewhere else, and I'm out here on my own. But a heart of diamond is still a heart of stone. Now I past your street anymore, but I still look for your face in every car that looks like yours. You shine it on somewhere else, and I'm out here on my own. But a heart of diamond, it's still a heart of stone.
I like that, man. Heart of Stone. Is that
sad
it?
Sad bastard tune there.
Yeah, man, that's great. Chris Moyes, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate you coming out.
It's so good to be back here. And yeah, I love the event that you guys put on and all the work you do at the radio station to support us, you know, up and coming independent musicians. It means a lot. So,
well, thanks, man. It's why we're here. We love doing it.
That's the best.
Now, how can we follow you? You're on all the social media.
All the socials. Yes, CW Moyse, MOYSE at on Instagram. www.chrismoysemusic.com. I'm on Facebook. I check my Facebook once every 6 months these days, but I am on there. If there's shows, I'll try and get them on there too. And yeah, I'm on Spotify and Apple Music and all those places too. So
you're all over.
All over.
M-O-Y-S-E,
that's
right?
That's right.
Thanks, Chris. Really appreciate it. You're sounding good, man.
Thank
you're
you, John.
Really good. I really enjoyed the new songs too. Hey, thanks for listening to Acoustic Interlude Sessions. Our guest this time has been Chris Moyes. All performances and interviews were recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonough. Be sure to subscribe to Acoustic Interlude Sessions on your favorite podcast platform.
WUWF Public Media.